Chapter 4 The Double Dare. Pinkie Pie squirmed in her seat next to Rainbow Dash like she was sitting in a pile of ants, except she had a huge grin on her face.
Oh my goodness, Rainbow! You must be so thrilled! I mean, Daring Do is, like, your favoritest pony character ever, and we're about to spend hours talking about her! What are you thinking right now? What are you feeling?
Pinkie leaned in until she was about an inch from Rainbow's face.
I'm thinking I want to talk about Daring Do, and I'm feeling annoyed that we aren't yet,
Rainbow deadpanned.
Great, great. Okay, that's great,
Pinkie nodded as she scribbled something on a notepad.
And how does that make you feel?
She propped her chin on her hoof.
Pinkie Pie, scolded Twilight. We're starting. Shh. Consider my lips zippified.
Pinkie procured a zipper out of thin air and taped it to her mouth.
So,
Twilight motioned to her blackboard, which was filled with tons of writing and diagrams.
I've done some extensive research into how to run a book club meeting, she explained excitedly. Number one on the agenda should be introductions of each member of the group. I think we all know each other already,
Rainbow shot back.
Moving on! Nuh-uh,
said Pinkie Pie, the zipper falling off her mouth. She pointed to Sweetie Drops.
Have you all met Confused yet?
Sweetie Drops shook her head in defeat. Twilight ignored the exchange.
Okay, so if we skip that part, next should be a quick recap of each chapter in the book to refresh every pony's memory. Then we'll move on to general interpretations of the text and its meaning. And last, we'll go through the list of discussion questions. We'll have one 10-minute snack break in the middle, so please wait to visit Applejack's treat table until then.
Rainbow Dash looked around the room. A quick survey of the skeptical faces confirmed that she wasn't the only one who didn't think Twilight's schedule sounded all that fun. Rarity was busy inspecting her new hoofacure. Sweetie Drops was staring out the window. And Lyra Heartstrings was slouching down in her chair with her hind hooves dangling in front of her. She looked indifferent. Rainbow jumped in before things got worse.
I think I speak for every pony here when I say we can cut straight to discussing the ridiculously sweet action sequences.
Plot Twist nodded her wavy orange mane in agreement. Applejack interjected, trying to be a bit more gentle.
I think what she means is maybe we should giddy up on getting this thing going.
Twilight had the best of intentions, but sometimes she was an over-planner. And right now, she looked pretty disappointed that her library society agenda hadn't gone over so well. Fluttershy felt bad. She raised a hoof and said,
Twilight, if it's okay with you, William Wormsworth and I would love to stay after and discuss all your talking points. He usually has a lot to say, the little chatterbox.
William sat on his chair, smiling, but not saying a peep. He hadn't said a single word yet. He tipped his pith helmet to Twilight like a gentleman.
It's all right, Twilight sighed. Rainbow Dash, maybe you should take over.
Twilight found an empty seat. She was a good friend for trying, but Rainbow was more than happy to take the reins of this meeting. Now they might actually get somewhere.
First things first, I can't believe that move Daring Do did where she hitched a ride on the back of that dragon and let go right when she was over the middle of Owijodel's encampment. I can't wait to try that out sometime. Of course, I'll need help finding a dragon.
At your service, said Spike proudly.
It was silly because he was still just a baby and far too small to pull off a stunt like that. It was better to change the subject before he got his feelings hurt.
Right, Rainbow clapped her hooves together. Anyway, how about I tell you all my amazing and totally brilliant theory on the ancient map of Mount Vehuvius?
This was her moment to wow them.
So, you know how in Book 2, on page 163, to be precise, Daring Do is looking for the Griffin's Goblet when she happens upon a tablet that refers to an ancient map? I think that... Wildfire raised her hoof, interrupting Rainbow's flow.
Excuse me.
Yeah, Rainbow replied, trying to hide her annoyance. She didn't like being interrupted, especially when she was about to say something so epic that it was going to blow every pony's minds.
I like Daring Do as much as the next pony, but do you really think that all those daring things she does are realistic?
Wildfire flipped through her copy of the book, frowning. No way could a pony ever really do them in real life.
She has a point, said Lyra.
She nodded and bobbed her mint-green mane.
Some of it's pretty far-fetched,
added a blue unicorn seated in the back. A couple of other ponies murmured in agreement.
Like the part where her wing injury is acting up, so she has to step out onto an invisible rope bridge to cross the canyon,
said Sweetie Drops, flipping to the page of the scene in her book.
No way would any pony risk that.
They were clearly missing the point of a fun adventure story. Twilight chimed in with a serious counterpoint.
I don't think the purpose of the book is to... Are you guys kidding me?
Rainbow shrieked, interrupting Twilight. Her eyes grew as wide as a couple of Granny Smith's prized giant zap apples.
Of course all the stuff she does could be real. Daring Do is the bravest pony ever. I wouldn't be surprised if she were real,
Rainbow puffed up with pride. Twilight, Applejack, Rarity, Fluttershy, and Pinkie Pie each shot Rainbow a warning look. If she wasn't careful, she was going to say too much.
I guess I'd just have to see it to believe it is all,
Wildfire said, giving a little shrug.
Well, maybe you can, Rainbow Dash said, walking up to Wildfire.
The expression on Rainbow's face was a familiar one. Determination. She'd looked the same when she saved Rarity by performing a double rainboom in the Cloudsdale Best Young Flyer competition. Just like nothing would have gotten in the way of saving her friend from falling then, nothing was going to stop her from proving her point now.
Oh, yeah? Replied Wildfire, standing up to challenge her. And just how are you going to do that?
Applejack stood up and positioned herself between the two ponies.
All right now, every pony, why don't y'all just slow your trot for a second? This is just a book club.
Rainbow Dash and Wildfire stared at each other. Even though things were getting heated, it was a friendly challenge.
Ooh, I sense a dare coming on. This meeting is already way more exciting than I expected it to be,
Pinkie Pie said, jumping up and down,
and I was already excited.
She pointed to her name tag.
See?
Rainbow turned to the rest of the ponies in the room. She climbed on top of a chair for dramatic effect.
I dare any pony here to dare me to do anything Daring Do could do.
She put her hooves on her hips in triumph.
And I dare you to do so, replied Wildfire.
She narrowed her eyes.
No, I double dare you.
Every pony gasped. To Rainbow Dash, a dare was unbreakable. But a double dare? That was a whole new crate of apples.
Called it, said Pinkie.